This is Hassan, HASSA, and SADA CAAD, Dixon for Dr. Maher Elder. Date of service, January 25, 2013. Patient's name is Heather, H-A-E-T-H-E-R. Last name is Fazekas, F-A-Z-E-K-A-S. Patient's date of birth is 6/26/1974. Primary care provider, Dr. Ashok, A-S-H-O-K, Jain, J-A-I-N. Address 18181 Oakwood Boulevard, Suite number 300, Medical Office Building, Dearborn, Michigan, 41124. Phone number 313-336-5010. Fax number 313-336-0236. Pulmonologist, Dr. Ihab, IHAB, Dabaja, DABAJA. Address is 1110 North Telegraph Road, Dearborn, Michigan, 48128. Phone number is 313-294-5400. Fax is 313-278-0413. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic. No, next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing this Pace case in our cardiology clinic today, who you know well as a very pleasant 38-year-old Caucasian female with the past medical history significant for multiple medical problems, including obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, requiring continuous home oxygen since 2005, hypertensive heart disease, asthma, diabetes, mellitus, and anxiety. She presents in our cardiology clinic. As a follow-up, on today's visit, the patient, next paragraph, on today's visit, the patient complains of, lower extremity edema and claudication bilaterally. The patient states that for the past several months that she has experienced lower extremity edema, for which she takes Lasix for patients.
For all the offices.
Okay.
Patient states that she has also been experiencing episodes of palpitations where she feels that her heart rate is slowing down, where then she then becomes lightheaded. Patient has a significant history of shortness of breath and dyspnea on exertion due to her COPD, and she's had many hospitalizations for COPD exacerbation. Most recently, in August of 2012, patient states that she has been experiencing episodes of atypical chest pain that are sharp in nature, and it feels like a piercing pain in her armpit. Patient denies any syncope or presyncope. Patient.
Can I go on the for 12/6?
States that she has been compliant with her medications and following up with her primary care provider and her pulmonologist.
Okay.
Period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Number one, COPD requiring home oxygen. Number two, obstructive sleep apnea. Number three, hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus. Number five, morbid obesity. Next number, asthma. Next paragraph, allergies, patients allergic to penicillin and ibuprofen. Next paragraph, current medications, number one, Xanax 1 milligram TID, number two, Glucophagy 150 milligrams BID, next number, Glipizide 5 milligrams daily, next number, Singular 10 milligrams daily, next number, Prilosec 20 milligrams daily. Next number, albuterol inhaler, PRN. Next number is Cozar, C-O-Z-A-R, Z-A-A-R, 50 milligrams daily. Next number, Lyrica, 75 milligrams BID. Next number, Lasix, 20 milligrams once daily. Next paragraph, physical exam, vital signs on today's visit. Patient's blood pressure was 140 over 97, pulse 88, weight 238 pounds, height 5 feet 1 inches tall. Please copy paste normal physical exam template with the exception of extremities and lower extremity exam, bilateral edema noted, period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigation. Number one, EKG, done on 8/14/2012. Shows ventricular rate of 94 beats per minute. Normal sinus rhythm.
Sorry.
Period. Number laboratory data. Done 8/15/2012. Sodium 136, potassium 4.2, chloride 103, glucose 170, BUN 7, creatinine 0.43, calcium 9.1. HbA1c 5.3. CBC shows hemoglobin 12.9, hematocrit 38.0, MCV 79.7. RDW 14.5, platelet count 249, and INR 1.1. Overall assessment of labs normal. Next number, chest x-ray done. On March 27, 2012. Findings include the heart resound and pulmonary vasculature within normal limits, no airspace disease, pneumothorax or effusion. The bones are stable and final impression, no acute pulmonary process. Next number, arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities. Done on February 8, 2012. Findings indicated that velocity less than 30%, stenosis in lower extremity arterial system bilaterally, and negative for pseudoaneurysm or AV fistula. Next number, LexiScan stress test on October 19, 2011. Findings are normal scanned for myocardial ischemia by EKG criteria. There is small perfusion abnormality of mild severity in the apical region is most likely fixed defect due to of the diaphragm or soft tissue. Next number, CT of the thorax with contract, done on August 18, 2011, shows no definite acute process. Next number,
where's the problem? Where's everyone?
Left heart catheterization done on January 1st, 2012. Shows normal coronaries, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, and a normal left ventricular function with mild pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, bilateral lower extremity edema. On today's visit, the patient complains of mild lower extremity edema that has been persistent for several months. The lower extremity edema could be related to venous insufficiency. On today's visit, we've scheduled her for venous PLETHSMOGRAF or APHY to assess the edema. In addition, we've also recommended a 2D echo to assess if the lower extremity edema is due to any underlying cardiac causes. At this time, we have consulted the patient and recommended for her to elevate her legs 3 times a day. In addition, we have provided her with a prescription for compression stockings and have advised her to wear her compression stockings to aid in the conservative management of her lower extremity edema. We'll follow up with the patient when these results return. In the meantime, we have advisor to follow up with a primary care physician. Next number. Palpitations. Today's visit, the patient states that she has been experiencing episodes where she feels like her heart rate is fainting. Patient states that the low heart rate is accompanied with lightheadedness. On today's visit, we have recommended a 24-hour Holter monitor to assess any irregularities in her heart rate or arrhythmias. We will follow up the patient when these results have returned. In the meantime, we have advised her to continue our current medical regimen and continue following with the primary care physician. Next number, asthma. Patient has a known history of asthma and shortness of breath. Currently, she follows up with her pulmonologist. On today's visit, we have recommended a pulmonary function test, DLCO, to assess her pulmonary function and her complaints of dyspnea. We will follow up with this patient on when these results return. Next number, chest pain. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of atypical chest pain with a piercing pain in her axilla. Her most recent stress test was negative. In addition, a coronary angiogram showed no obstructive coronary artery disease. At this time, we have recommended for her to continue on the current medical regimen and to follow up with her pulmonologist and primary care physician in regards to this matter, as it is not likely to be a cardiac cause. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure was 140 over 97, which is slightly above optimal range. At this time, we would advise the patient her optimal blood pressure range is below 130 over 90 due to her comorbidity with diabetes. We have recommended for her to continue on her current medical regimen in and we will continue to assess the patient's blood pressure on follow-up visits. Next, non-diabetes mellitus. The patient has a known history of diabetes. Her most recent HbA1c done in June of 2012 showed a level of 5.3, which is well within an optimal range. At this time, we recommend her continue to follow up with a primary care physician to remain under tight glycemic control. Next number. Morbid obesity. Patient is status post lab band surgery done on August 18, 2010 with total weight loss. Result, patient's current weight is 238 pounds. This time we recommend her to continue lifestyle modifications, including diet, exercise. Period. Next number. Obstructive sleep apnea. Patient has a known history of obstructive sleep apnea. She is currently on home oxygen 24 hours a day. Patient has been advised to continue and follow up with her primary care physician, and more specifically her pulmonologist, to continue to manage these symptoms. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Fazekas. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Ms. Fazekas back in our cardiology clinic in 1 month. In the meantime, she is instructed to continue a follow-up with her primary care physician and her pulmonologist for continuity of care. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Hassan, HASSA, ANSAD, SAAD, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder, without board certifications. This is end of dictation.